Hello, hi there. Am I speaking with Christopher?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's about 7 minutes long, sir. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Definitely will.
Definitely. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
For the statistical purposes, what is your age?
33.
Thank you, sir. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote next year. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated do you feel, sir?
7 or 8.
Seven or eight? You got to choose a number.
Seven.
Seven. Very well, sir. Thank you so much. Let's try to move fast as we can. I know your time is important. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied, not very dissatisfied. Just dissatisfied. Would that be correct?
I would say very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Very well, sir. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose the two most important issues that to you personally, and the ones mentioned here are climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform. So which two issues are the most important to you, sir, personally?
Climate change and crime reform.
Let me see, you're protecting it. Climate change and environmental issues, and what was the second one? Criminal justice reform?
Criminal justice reform, yeah.
Okay, that stop Russia profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Very well, let's move on.
Yes.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think getting worse.
Getting worse. Very well. Let's move on. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Saying about the same. Thank you, sir. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Let's move on. Would you say you have more rights, same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same.
Same. Very well. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a no number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump?
15.
Okay, 15, 1-5. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, remember, it's from 0 to 100. Very well. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Twenty-five.
Very well. 2-5. How do you feel about the Democratic Party in general? Democratic Party.
Maybe 53.
5-3. Okay. How do you feel about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know too much about it.
Remember, if you have no opinion or never heard of them, let me know so I can enter the proper code.
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion, very well. What do you feel about Kamala Harris?
Thirty-five,
thank you, sir. How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
Sixty.
6-0, okay. Next one is an organization. How do you feel about the NAACP?
Seven-zero,
okay. And last one in this section is Ron DeSantis. How do you feel about Mr. DeSantis? Ron DeSantis.
I don't know a lot about him. I would say 45
lists. Okay. That's it. Let's move on. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for, Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I don't know anything about West, but I would probably just put West.
Would you vote for Cornel West? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Very well. Sure. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very.
Very worried. Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And you can tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree. On the other side, you can tell me if you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree. The first statement says minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Next one, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree?
Okay.
Yeah.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Moderately disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Yeah, somewhat disagree.
Thank you, sir. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Very well. Let's move on. Almost there, sir. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Support or oppose?
Support.
A strong support, sir, or somewhat?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you so much. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B, some people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's statement B. Statement A says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. So which one do you agree with more, statement B, the first one, or statement A, the second one?
Statement B.
B? And would you say you agree with B much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means you don't think this is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First is police that treat everyone the same. Police that treat everyone the same. Do you feel that is being threatened or undermined? From 0 to 10, you can tell me.
That is being threatened or undermined?
Yes.
Police treating people?
If you agree with that, remember, 0 means that you do not agree that it's been threatened or undermined. 5 means somewhat agree with it that it's been threatened or undermined. 10 means I strongly agree that it's been threatened or undermined. So, do you feel that?
Right, but I don't think they've ever treated people equally, so I don't know what they would mean if that is being threatened or not, you know?
Okay, very well. So, what would be your answer?
I would just say that they continue to not treat people equally. Like, that's how it's been for generations, and that's how it still is.
So you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or what do you mean? Or you would disagree?
Perhaps the efforts to improve that are being undermined, yes.
Somewhat?
That's number, yes.
Yeah, that's number 5. Do you want to choose that one?
Let's go with 6 or 7. Let's go with 7.
7, very well, sir. Immigration to this country. Do you feel that it's being threatened or undermined in any way? Immigration to this country?
Yes, in the sense that it's the quotas are way too low and outdated, and so it's very hard to immigrate legally.
So what number would you give it?
I would again say about a 7.
7, very well. Freedom to protest the police or government. Is that being threatened or undermined?
Let's say a 6.
6, very well. Ensuring that everyone has access ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Is that being threatened?
Five.
Thank you. A, commitment to Christian ideals.
Don't particularly care, but I guess three.
Three, okay. Equal economic opportunities for all. Is that being threatened or undermined in any way, in your opinion?
Let's go with an eight.
Eight, very well. And one more in this particular line of questioning. The right to bear arms.
Four.
Four, okay. So let's move on. And I got two statements here. After these two statements, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly, almost done. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much do you agree or disagree with this statement from 0 to 10?
Eight.
Very well. And one more. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much do you agree with that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
Nine.
Nine? Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you, sir?
Eight.
Eight? Thank you.
Yeah.
And which of these issues we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? Which of the issues mentioned that, you know, along the survey, motivated, you know, to increase your number just as slightly. Yes, sir?
I think it's not necessarily a single issue. I think it's just the breadth of issues.
Was not a single issue that motivated
you?
No,
I don't think so, no.
Okay, anything in particular that was most important, more selling, that, you know, jumped out the most to you? That,
I mean, in terms of the biggest factors for
of
me,
all the,
they
yeah,
are...
Sure, all the issues that we discussed. That,
are,
uh-huh.
The environment.
And the environment, very well.
Foreign policy.
Okay, so I can enter it here because I will enter it into the survey. So,
okay.
For me, I'm speaking on your behalf. For me, it was the environmental issues. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Anything else that you would like to add?
To that same answer?
For me, it was the environmental issues. That's what, so far, that's why I have entered.
And foreign policy.
And foreign policy. Okay. Very well. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Single, thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, very well. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. It was a pleasure. Have a good night.
You as well.